With the discovery of faster-than-light space travel, the human race quickly spread across the galaxy, seeking new worlds, new life, and answers to the mysteries of the universe. And after many years of heroic space exploration and daring intergalactic adventures, humans found... nothing. There's pretty much nothing out there. No alien civilizations, no new life, no answers to the mysteries of the universe. It turns out, space is actually pretty boring. And now, no one travels through space except intergalactic freight pilots.
This rest stop
is the most boring place ever, in the most remote location in the universe.
All fueled up. Wow, what a beauty she is.
As far as freighters go, she is slightly less of a giant rusty hulk. No offense.
I don't care.
Neil, ring up the nice man, please. I have to work on something else.
You're the boss, Hugo. That's chips, slushy, pack of gum, and 92,000 tons of plutonium! Anything else?
Nope.
So, do you like being an astronaut?
Kid, I'm a freight pilot, not an astronaut.
Of course you're an astronaut! You have a spaceship! You travel between galaxies!
Look, I got a long way to go. Can you just take my card?
I'm going to be an astronaut too! I mean, we're in space, so I technically am, sort of. I wanted to be a proper astronaut since I was 3, but I didn't score well enough on my exams to be a space cadet.
Or an exploratory scout.
Or a freighter pilot. But I did well enough to work here, in space!
Congratulations. My card?
Have you ever seen an angel?
A what?
An angel! You must know the legends about angels living among the stars in deep space.
I've never seen an angel in space.
Are you sure? They say that they look like luminous beings of divine joy whose beauty surpasses anything in the universe.
Never seen that.
Oh. Well, if you see one, will you let me know? Have a good trip.
Neil. The garbage is full. Go launch it.
Copy that.
And please, launch it into the sun this time. We don't want another month of garbage orbiting around us.
Charged.
Engine again?
Yes.
the engine.
Sure breaks a lot. Can I give you a hand?
What? No! No, 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 no! For the thousandth time, Neil! You do not go down there. Only me. It is dangerous down there in the engine room. And you are small and you would get hurt. Stay out.
Right. I still don't understand why a brilliant scientist like you works in a place like this.
Let's just say I'm rather attached to a place like this.
Yeah, me too. Oh, look, I made something! See, when I go out to refuel a ship, I have to unspool the large hose from the fuel tank and then run it back across the deck to the docking ship's umbilical. Aha! I made a bunch of these hook devices so we can leave the large hose run across the deck and it will save upwards of 10 minutes refueling time.
Neil, how long was it since our last customer?
About 2 weeks.
And before that?
Another week and a half.
Do you think you need to save 10 minutes refueling time?
Oh, sure. It's just, I like it here, but there's not a lot to do.
That's space for you. Don't worry. Give it a few more months, you'll get used to it. Or you won't. I really don't know. That's what I like so much about you, Neil. You're so unpredictable. For instance, I was looking through the resupply shipment that nice man just dropped off.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad that it's finally here. I think we're nearly out of fizzle chips.
I was more concerned with the delivery of power cells for the life support systems.
What's wrong?
They aren't here.
What?
You forgot to request fuel cells for our resupply delivery.
Can we radio him back?
By now, he'll be accelerating to faster than light speed. I doubt he'll be able to hang a Yui.
What about the solar panels?
Solar panels? Only power the slushy machine and the hot dog roller.
We radio for an emergency delivery?
This far out in deep space? By the time anyone could get here, we'd be long dead.
One of the next freighters could help us.
Do you know for sure when the next one will come by?
One has to come by eventually.
Let's hope so. But the simple fact is, we are too far away from any kind of help to rescue us.
You seem strangely calm about our impending death.
Do I? Perhaps it's my firm belief in a higher power who watches over me. Or perhaps it's my belief that our station has power reserves enough in case of just such an unfortunate occurrence. Neil, can you tell which one it is?
Life support isn't going to run out of power?
Not as long as we have the reserves.
That's a relief. Hugo, I should probably know this, but, you know how we're a giant refueling station?
I've suspected that for some time now.
Why do we need more power for the life support systems when we have billions of tons of nuclear fuel?
Neil, you do know how intergalactic ships travel, don't you?
Nope.
Those giant ships are propelled at faster-than-light speeds by pulses created by a succession of nuclear explosions fired off the aft of the ship.
Wow!
Wow, indeed. And when they run out of nuclear fuel, they stop by our little oasis of life out here in the middle of nowhere. However,
Ours is not a giant spaceship, and we do not want to travel vast distances. We want to stay put, and we want oxygen and heat and light. And if we tried to power any of those systems with a nuclear explosion, it would not go well.
What would happen?
Have you ever seen a trillion tons of nuclear fuel explode all at once?
No.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
The only two things you need to know about space is that it is unimaginably boring and unbelievably dangerous. Inbound spaceship.
That's two in one day! See? Space isn't so boring. Lots of stuff is happening. It's space! It's an infinite expanse! And in an infinite expanse, anything can happen!
In an infinite expanse, almost nothing ever happens.
Welcome aboard Gemini Snack and Fuel, the rest stop at the end of the universe. How may I help you today?
The Crimson Space Pirates are taking over this station.
Oh, dear.